Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Oshie Ginsberg. Thanks for being here. This is a podcast that hopes to help you make today better than yesterday. Something that you hear on this show and every show will help you make today better than yesterday. That's it. Been here since 2013 and there's hundreds of interviews for you to listen to. I'm here three times a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm here with a guest and Fridays. I'm here with you. You can always find me, send Osher email at gmail.com. I'm a Osher. I'm a TV host. I'm an author. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm a cyclist. I'm a motorcycle rider. I'm an EV enthusiast. I'm a looking in the mirror to make sure that when I do a squat, I don't do something weird with my new artificial hip as I try to compensate for lack of muscle control guy. And I'm here if you want to get in touch with me. Thank you to everybody for the wonderful feedback about Amy Thunig's takeover of my Instagram on the 26th of January. I've left it up there. It's in the highlight reels of the stories there if you want to go check it out for reasons that I've gone into already. I think it's very important that we as a country try to make our country as awesome as it is for as many people as possible always, because right now it's pretty excellent for some of us, but it's not pretty excellent for all of us. And there's more pie than there is pie chart. We can make it pretty excellent for many, 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 many more people. And we should, because we can. And so it's important as a part of that, that we try to get to know other stories and other ways of looking at our country. And that starts with listening to other people's experiences and seeing them as valid. So yeah, if you haven't dipped into it, she shared some extraordinary resources and it's well, well worth your time to have a peekaboo at what she did. She's a very, very clever person, and I'm grateful that she took the time to do it. I just wanted to check in with you today. It's Friday, and the way we spent our 26th of January was, what did I do? Oh, we were watching a Bluey episode about fruit bats, and so I put Wolf on the bicycle, not the motorbike. I put him in his baby, on his toddler seat, he's a toddler now, on his bicycle. And we rode down to the park because we live near a big park that has a fruit bat colony. And we went to go visit the fruit bat forest. And we talked all about fruit bats. And it was pretty fun. And what else did we do? He had a nap. And then, oh yeah, in the afternoon, that's what I want to talk to you about actually. We needed to wash the dogs because the dogs were stinky. And so we filled up the clamshell backyard baby pool thing. You've had one or got one. Well, you know what they are because you see them out on hard rubbish day all the time. We filled that up expecting to bath the dogs in it, but then Wolf was like, yeah. And so he started jumping around in it. It's like, all right, mate, you do that. We'll shampoo the dogs over here. So he was having a great time with the hose, and he had his little rubber shoes on. They're not Crocs. Sorry, I would never do that. They're not Crocs. But they're little rubber shoes on. So he had them on because we were running around on the wet bricks. And he was in there having a ball of a time. And then he took his shoes off and he kneeled down and his face changed. And he says, I want to get out. And it's a 30-degree day. He's in a lovely, cool little puddle of water. He's splashing around having a blast of a time. And his face changed. I want to get out. And his voice changed. I want to get out. And then he started grabbing his shoes and scraping the soles of his shoes down his legs. I don't want to get out. I want to go home. Like, we are home. But I started to see that something was really bothering him. And Audrey and I both saw pretty quickly that we don't know what it was, but something was causing his legs to itch really, really badly. He couldn't put it into words, but he was so fucking distressed. He couldn't put it into words. He just kept saying, I want to go home. I want to get out. I want to go home. We took him out of the little play pool. So he's out of the play pool. He goes, I want to get out. I want to get out. So like, that's the only words that he knew how to use. And we could clearly see that he was winding up. Whatever was itching him was getting worse in intensity. We tried to use the hose and wash him off. And it was so full on to try to, Audrey's a professional at this, you know, she's had been through a toddler before with Georgia. And so she knew to stay cool, even though the kid's in a ton of distress, right? And it was very clearly bad for him. And I just follow her lead a lot of the time. And I said, okay, well, cool, man. Let's just try and wash you down. And, you know, try to keep my voice really calm and keep my breathing under control. And it was getting worse and worse. His hands were starting to shake because the adrenaline kicks in. And, of course, then I can see, fucking hell, this is really bad for him. And his fingernails are going into his legs. He's trying to itch as we're trying to wash whatever it was off him. Audrey found a little barb of something in the little fleshy bit behind one of his knees. Oh God, he's a toddler. Everything's fleshy when you're a toddler. And it was really intense. So I was like, okay, mate, up we go. We'll get you up into the shower. Got him up into the shower. And he was just, by this point, he's at the top of his lungs in distress. And it was so full on. But I had to keep calm. And it's kind of, at the same time, it was very hard to keep calm. It was also very easy to keep calm because I knew this is the greatest thing I can do for him is to keep calm. Audrey, brilliantly, kept really calm. And we washed him off as much as we could. We used a cloth to try and get whatever we could off his hands. And I was going through the cupboards looking for, do we have any of that weird pink shit that my mum used to put on me when I was itchy? We didn't. But we did have bum cream, which is like the only thing that we've got really that can soothe irritated skin. So Wolfie got covered head to toe in bum cream because by this point he started to itch himself elsewhere. So he got him in bum cream and we got an ice pack for him and we put the ice pack on the particularly bit where he said it was, where's it itching? And he couldn't point to anywhere, but he kept itching this one spot with his hands because he couldn't use his, it was so full on. And so we got the ice pack on him and we got the, you know, put a fan on him, little pedestal fan, and that seemed to, the sensation on his skin seemed to switch off the nerves that were bothering him and the ice pack seemed to help. And then we started reading a new book that we just got. So we started reading the book a bit and he started to cool out and he started to calm down and start to relax himself a bit more. And then it took a while to get him back down, to regulate him back down again. But we went down onto we have a little trampoline at our house, which is pretty fun. We went and laid on the trampoline. We just laid there. We looked up at the trees and we just really cool. We just noticed the trees and we looked at all the different trees and just tried really hard to get him into that. I guess it's mindfulness, right? Just, what's that? There's the palm tree there. Can you hear the kookaburras? You know, just naming the things we could see and naming the things we could hear. We get upstairs. It's dinner time by this point. He finishes dinner and in the middle of halfway through his dinner, oh, wee-wee, because like knows he has to call it out when it's learning how to use a toilet, basically. So as he's feeling it coming, which is usually, it's right on the line, right? It's like, okay, off we go. So him and Audrey went off to the potty. And as he got off his chair, it's about 2 centimetres long. There's a little furry caterpillar crawling along his high chair. Must have been hiding in his hair or something. What must have happened is he must have somehow found his way or something dropped out of a tree or whatever, like a bunch of these things must have got on him, right? And I saw this crawly little bastard. Even then I didn't squish it. I put it on. I let it go because I'm an idiot. Anyway, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because it was really intense. It was one of the things that I worried about before we had Wolfie. I remember saying to Audrey, what happens if we can't meet him where he needs us to meet him. What happens if he gets distressed and we can't take the distress away? That was one of my real worries before he got born. And Audrey's very pregnant by this point, like a bit late to have this conversation. And she said, well, we just make sure we're there for him. And we're with him and we stay with him and let him know that he's not alone and we'll be with him. Because I was really worried about that. I was really, what if I can't take the fear away? What if I can't take away his pain? She goes, yeah, that's a part of it. You just have to be there with them. And it's only as I'm talking to you now that I realize this. That was actually something I was really worried about. And I guess following Audrey's lead, we managed to just be there with him, as distressing as it was. And later that night, you know, as Audrey and I lying in bed, we kind of held each other and kind of shook a bit with how intense it was to see this little kid who's, oh, just in agony. Can't tell you why. It was so hard. But, you know, all we could do is just tell him, you know, not leave him alone to be with it, but let him know that we're there. And we both, you know, the dogs stayed half shampooed downstairs for quite a while, let me tell you, because we both went upstairs to sort this out. And I'm grateful that we had the opportunity to kind of show Wolfie that a way to come back down from a peak distress moment like that is to be mindful and to sit quietly and just notice that, you know, things. And later on, when I was putting him to bed and I told him the story about his day, I didn't skip over. I'm like, and then, you know, you got really itchy. And then Mum and I helped you and it really hurt for a while. And we talked about that. And it was really good. I was really grateful that we did that. And then as hard as it was for everybody, you know, that he's got that knowledge now. It won't be bad, hopefully. He's got that knowledge. That won't be bad forever. You just have to be with it and know that you won't be alone in it. I kind of started recording not really knowing how I'd end this. Sometimes I know how I'm going to end these, but I don't know how to end this one. I don't have a full stop or anything. I just wanted to share that with you. Because it was really intense. I'm grateful it happened. I'm grateful I know that I'll be okay. I'm grateful I know that that thing that I was worried about before he got born, I'm okay at it. And it actually is okay, and Audrey's right. She always is. Yes, honey, it's recorded. You can make that your ringtone. Yes, honey, you're always right. Go ahead. She does listen. But also I'm grateful that we had the chance, he and I had the chance to use, I guess, mindfulness, lying on a trampoline, noticing which different trees we can see and which different birds we can hear, to downregulate and to teach him that. You know, so ultimately I'm kind of grateful that we all went through that really distressing time yesterday. Because fuck, watching this human being that I love in a way that I've never loved, you know, the way I love these kids, Georgia and Wolfgang, is a love that I've never felt in my life. And it's something that I've never experienced. You know, if you have children, what I'm talking about. Before I had children, I'd hear people say these words and not know what the fuck they're on about. I'm here to tell you, you will. Something happens. Watching this person I love so much be in so much distress was really full on and really hard. But it ended up being okay. Yeah. Oh, she's hard even telling you about it, remembering it. Fuck. I even had a poker game scheduled last night, but I told the boys I wasn't going to make it because I needed to decompress. Just kind of de-stress, decompress with Audrey afterwards, you know? It was full on. Anyway, I don't know if that is anything to you or not, but I wanted to share that with you. You can always get in touch with me if you like. Send us your email at gmail.com. I hope to see you in person soon, COVID allowing. We're going to do some live shows. We're looking at Brisbane. We're looking at Melbourne. We're looking at April. I'll let you know first. Keep your ears out. But you'll know very quickly when those shows are coming. And I can't wait to see you again. I can't wait for us to do some live shows again because it was so fucking cool last time. And I can't wait to start doing them again. I'll let you know. Like I said, Brisbane and Melbourne in April. That's what we're looking at first. We might get to Sydney. We're trying. But looks like it's going to be Brisbane and Melbourne at this point. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Andy Marr, for cutting up this episode. Thanks to Towhider for the music. And thanks to Rachel Barrett for being the executive producer of all the bonkers ideas I come up with. She's amazing. I hope you're doing okay. Look after yourself. I'll see you on Monday. We're going to have a conversation with Johan Hari. He's coming back on the show. And me and you and Johan are going to have a conversation about your phone. His latest book is called Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention. And holy moly, it is eye-opening. It's a great chat. He's a great guy. I love his work. And you've heard me talk about my problem with my phone. I'm not alone. Surprise, surprise, I'm not a special snowflake. I'm not alone in this. And there's more to it. And we'll go into that with Johan. Can't wait for you to hear it. See you on Monday. Until we speak then, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.